will become in him a fountain or a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Watch this. It says in Ephesians, it's God wants to give you exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ask, which is to pray for, right? Or imagine or think, to dream of. He wants to give you more than you can pray for, more than you could ever dream of, according to the power that's in you. That's so important that you understand that. It's according to the power that's within you. He raised Christ from the dead. The power that was in Christ raised him from the dead. The Holy Ghost. So now you have that same thing. Holy Ghost. You have that same Holy Spirit, that precious Holy Spirit in you. God wants to give you exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ask or think according to that Holy Ghost inside of you. It's so important that we get this. Because we have a well inside of us, and it's supposed to spring forth, and it gives life, and we'll never ever thirst again. You will thirst if you don't enter into God's word and ask him by his Spirit to teach you. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And in John 4, it says that. It says, a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Everlasting life, eternal life. Jesus defines it in John 17. He said, and this is eternal life, that they might know you. So as that well springs up inside of you, it will give you the ability to know him. Is this making sense? Is this clear? This is really important that we know this. In John 8,